Everybody, this is DJLC on Tinsel Talk once more, back again after the new year, and this is Penguin Radio. We at penguinradio.dominican.edu, and again we have my usual guest on here. You know this one. Call her my friend sometimes. You're supposed to laugh at that part.
Sorry, it wasn't very funny.
It was funny. Anyways, whoo. I'll shake out all the nerves. lower my mic. Okay. Anyways. Wow. Imagine Dragons turning down the volume. Okay. So there's so much to cover because a whole bunch happened in 7 weeks. 7 whole long weeks without my luxurious voice on the air. Okay. So what is on tap? I got some music news. So it's concerts coming up and CDs coming out. Movies. Movies that are coming out and movies that I've seen. Catching up on all the TV shows I've watched because I caught up on a lot. And then stuff celebrities do. I should really not put curse words in my notes so I don't say them. Do you see that? It's riddled with words that I can't say on the air. Anyways, that's going to be paused now. That's beautiful. Thank you, Imagine Dragons. Okay, so first we're going to start with music. And I first have Ed Sheeran on this list because his concert is next week in San Francisco. Woo! But we're not going. I mean, we're not going to the concert because we didn't get tickets. But we're still going to go so we can meet him or try to meet him at least.
No, we're going to meet him. It's the last thing I'm going to do. It's happening.
But anyways, okay, so there was like this contest. Okay, we were like, oh, how are we gonna meet him? We have to meet him. Okay, we didn't get tickets to sell that show, but we're gonna meet him. Like, that's a must. So we're like, how are we gonna meet him? We're making these plans, and then we were driving, and on the radio we heard this contest where you can win like dinner, and then he'd come pick you up. Like, you'd drive in the car with him. Oh my god. And he'd take you to the concert, and then you'd get VIP into. Oh my god, like, what don't you want? Like, I by the end of the night, me and him would be best friends. I know it. So we entered to win those tickets. Didn't win, sadly. So then,
who won?
What?
I wonder who won.
Someone lame. Obviously, not us. Like, we're the ones that deserved it. I almost cried at the thought of it. I was like, Ed. Anyways. So we didn't win those. And I, like, kept my phone, like, next to me that whole day waiting for that call. And, like, someone called me, and it was from a blocked number. And I got so excited. I was like, And then it wasn't them, so I didn't win. But we're still going to try to meet him. That's not going to stop us. And then later we tweeted him. Well, I tweeted him about how we would buy him chicken nuggets and some fries. And, like, we had, like, Cassandra, found a dollar in her pocket, so she's like, I'll throw in a dollar too. And then she has some pie in the fridge. She's like, I'll even let him eat my pie. That sounded wrong, but, you know, pie, like the dessert. And he never tweeted back, so I don't think he's interested in the chicken nuggets.
And he didn't like my Instagram photo for him either.
No, we took a picture of the food that we're going to give him. But, no, he wasn't into the chicken nuggets. So, we're going to meet him, though. Like, I tweet him every day, and I'm like, remember this face that you see on my icon, because you're going to meet me. I don't know if it's creepy, but I do. Little Mix. Okay, so the winners of 2 seasons ago from the UK X Factor called Little Mix. It's a girl group, 4 girls, around 1920. So they're young. One, and they're pretty big in the UK, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a UK person, so I would never know. I can only assume. But in March, they are coming out in America. Oh, I'm so excited. Like, me and Cassandra have been doing nothing but listening to them. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I'm giving you a chance to talk here. Take it.
That's all we do. Watch their old X Factor videos. We have their whole CD in our iTunes.
It's not even out in America yet, but
no,
we have it.
We have it. We listen to it constantly.
Yep.
And we pretty much watched their concert the other night.
Yeah, we did. It was amazing. Oh, my God.
Can March just be here already?
I know. Can I just be Perry Edwards? She's perfect.
I'd be fine with being any of them, but if I had a choice, I'd choose Perry.
Oh, she's so...
For more than one reason, but...
Yeah, I don't know about the one of the reasons.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I wouldn't want...
That's coming up later in the show.
Just wait. You're in for a treat.
And then Union J, which was the third place person,
yes,
fourth
third.
Place. They took third, third. Last... season on X Factor UK, and they're coming, their single is coming out in June, and I'm kind of skeptical now because they said they're going to be better than One Direction, and I'm like, no.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like, they're going to be good, but no. Don't think too highly of yourselves, boys. And then One Direction just signed a 3-year contract, and that means that they're going to be obviously around for 3 more years, and each year they have to release a CD. Joy! Okay, so I have a lot to talk about, so there's not going to be many musical breaks here. But, actually, I might do a musical break after this movie section, actually. Movies that are coming out. Okay, there's this book series called Beautiful Creatures. And I read it while I was in Cabo over winter break. Yeah, I went to Cabo. Be jealous. Cassandra didn't go with me. Because she worked. So, because she's a loser.
Sorry.
Anyways.
I would rather be there with you than work.
It was awesome. Anyways, it was like rain. It was that time when it was like really, really rainy. Oh, and like I was watching the news, the Bay Area news while I was there. And it was like, oh, this street's flooded and this street's flooded. And I look out the window, it was all nice and sunny. And I'd go on the beach. Anyways, I read the Beautiful Creatures series while I was in Cabo. And then the movie's coming out on Valentine's Day. And it's such a good book. Oh, my goodness. If you're like to read, read it. It's like a really big book. I didn't notice it because I was reading on a Kindle. But it looks like a good movie too. And then some Nicholas Sparks movies coming out on the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day. And it's like some sappy romance movie. And it looks cute. But I don't know. I feel like all his movies are kind of the same. But I still want to see it. Who am I kidding? I'm a sucker for those movies. Don't you want to see it?
I do.
And it's starring
really good.
That Juliana Huff and then whatever Fergie's man's name is, Josh Duhamel, right? I just know him as Fergie's man. Because that one time when I went through Walmart and acted like I was Fergie, I was like, no, my husband's not here. Sorry. That's a true story. I did that last summer. Oh, and then over, I think it came out on Christmas when The Hobbit came out. And I went to see it when I was in Mexico. And the movie was in English, but then there was Spanish subtitles, and it took me forever not to look at the subtitles, because obviously I can't read them, but it was a really good movie. Like, it was a little tiny bit slow at the beginning, and I was kind of falling asleep, but then once it picked up. It was so good, and there's some singing, good singing in there, too. I mean, it's not a musical, but they sang. I don't know why I had to add that in there, that there was singing, but I felt the need to. So, I'm going to go play a song now. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about some stuff that I watched on TV and I will get into celebrity news. And this is DGLC on from Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And the song that I'm going to play is going to have to be a Little Mix song here. This is Little Mix. Oh, this song is, it is inspiring, okay? This is just like all about being you and being happy with who you are. It's called We Are Who We Are by Little Mix. So, it's about to play.
Mama, mama, mama made me the way I am. My face, my eyes, someone turn me up, I'm speaking my mind. And I've been wasting a lot of time looking in mirrors and hating on me. But now I like what I see. I know, I'll never be perfect. I know, but I'm gonna work it. Put your new shoes on, the new you on. Mama, mama make me the way I am. She told me I should look upon the world with my head held high. And I, I've been wasting a lot of time looking in mirrors and hating on me. But now I like what I see. I know, I'll never be perfect. I know, but I'm gonna work it.
Let go.
Put your new shoes on, the new you on.
That was Little Mix. I know, gorgeous voices are so perfect. Even though they said they're not perfect in that video, that song, they're perfect. Anyways, so you are back with DGLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just tuning in, I already went over music with the Ed Sheeran concert, Little Mix coming to America, Union J's first single, and One Direction's 3-year contract. And I talked about some movies, which are Beautiful Creatures, and then the new Nicholas Sparks book movie coming out that's based off his book, and The Hobbit, which I forgot to mention. When I went to see The Hobbit, we had to order tickets for El Hobbit, because it's in Spanish. And we had to point to pictures, because the guy didn't speak English, but he had like a book of pictures of all the movies. Anyways, it's an experience. And next, we're going to talk about some TV shows. I watched like the best TV. That's all I did over break. One time maybe we went to my best friend's house when she wasn't there. That sounds creepy, but her mom made me dinner and I just sat down and watched TV. And then when she got back from the basketball game, she took me home. So I didn't even hang out with my best friend, but I watched TV at her house. And I texted my mom just now and I was like, hey mom, my TV show. You can't see me. My radio show's on. And she's like, I'm at a concert. Don't text me. Thanks, mom. cool. A George Strait concert. That's not even a cool concert, though, so she shouldn't be bragging. I don't even know who George Strait is, honestly.
A country singer.
Oh, yeah, that's really not cool. Not that country's not cool. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that George Strait isn't cool. Doesn't even have a cool name.
He's pretty big up there in the country realm,
though.
That's
nice.
Just letting you know.
Okay. Like, here's my cup of caring. Oh, no, it's empty. There was actions to that. I wish you guys could have seen it. I, like, tipped over my little, like, hand cup, and it was empty. Because I didn't... There was no cares in it. Okay, so, my TV experience. My friend Madison, she got me hooked on this TV show called Amish Mafia. And I know you're like, Amish Mafia? No, Amish people don't have... They do. It's a real thing. And it's not on TLC, so don't tell me it's fake. It was on the History Channel. That's how I know it's real. Okay? It was on the History Channel.
Ooh.
And they, like, really, like, beat up people. And they killed a guy. Like, this guy hit this woman's buggy, and then he drove off. And so she, like, reported it to the Amish Mafia, and, like, they followed the camera. Like, they go to this guy's house, and the camera's cut off. And then it says that they're not allowed to show what happened in the house. And that guy hasn't been seen again, basically. So take that for what you will. They kill people. And they're just not... They're not very good Amish people. They don't act very Amish, but they're in the Amish community. And, like... But it even says at the beginning of the show that the church doesn't acknowledge their existence. But they're real. Oh, it was such a good show. I watched all season of it. Like, I had to catch up, obviously, because it's not a new season. Because it was the end of the first season. But, oh my gosh, it was so good. Like, check that out. Amish Mafia is real. And I laughed. And this one time in the show, they, like... found this guy that was selling fake Amish merchandise, and they, like, went and, like, tore down his stand and was, like, beating him up. And, like, my friend took a picture of this, like, keychain that said Amish country, and I was like, don't let the Amish mafia see that. I was like, they're gonna beat you up for buying fake Amish stuff. And she's like, oh, don't tell them then, please. And I was like, don't worry. I'm forgiving. And then Pretty Little Liars is back. Oh my gosh. What is going on with that show? Because, like, oh, Toby. Okay, so he's part of Team A now. He has been forever, basically. And Spencer finally found out. Heartbreak. Tear. And then Allison might be pregnant. What? With the detective guy. That's disgusting. And then in the next episode, they showed that, like, Emily might have killed Allison. Oh, it is just too much for my small, fragile brain to wrap around. Like, I'm not... Oh, I can't deal with this show. But it's back on. It's good. You kind of watch it. It's kind of creepy, right?
I've watched the two episodes with you, and that's all I've really seen of that show. But it's a pretty good show from what I've watched, and it's intense.
Yeah.
It's very intense from the two episodes I've watched.
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of creepy.
It's crazy how much goes on in one episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but Toby, that still breaks my heart. And then there's this new show on MTV called Catfish, where it's gotten actually a lot of publicity catfishing lately because of that quarterback or that football player from Notre Dame. I don't know how to say the school's name. Sorry. I'm stupid. Clearly, they would never accept me there. I can't even say it. But they got a lot of attention from catfishing because that guy... He was, like, dating some girl online, and it ended up not being the girl he thought it was. That's catfishing. And there's a show on MTV where this guy, like, goes and he, like, helps people meet people they've been talking to online. And it's usually never the person that they think it is. It's always someone, like, really creepy. It's such a good show. There was this one where it's, like, this girl was talking to this guy named Mike for, like, 2 years. And then she finds out that it's not the guy Mike. It's not even a guy. It's this girl that she knew that doesn't like her. And so when they went to meet, like, the girl comes out with this flower, and she, like, throws it at the girl, and then, like, they were about to fight, and they finally, like, broke up the fight, kind of, and the one girl was like, oh, she didn't even take my flower. It was so funny. Like, me and my friend Kim watched that 5 times, and we laughed every time. Maybe that makes us bad people, now that I think about it, but we laughed. Oh, and then over the break, Gossip Girl ended, and plot twist, Gossip Girl's Dan Humphries, best plot twist ever. How funny is that? I don't know if you watch Gossip Girl. Probably no one does. I even stopped. And when I stop watching a show, it's bad because I watch stupid shows. But, oh, that was hilarious. I heard that it was Dan Humphries, and so then I went online and I watched the last episode, and in fact, it was Dan Humphries. They were not lying online. It was hilarious. That was the best reveal that could have ever happened, because, like, in the show, throughout the show, like, Dan will be by himself in his room, and he'll get a text message from Gossip Girl, and he'll still fake like he was, like, shocked, like, what? How are they finding out this information? It's like, but then you realize that he's Gossip Girl, and so he was just pretending to himself. That's funny. Oh, and there's this new, like, talk show, Nikki and Sarah on MTV. So funny. So funny. Okay, I see what's going on. I try to be quiet so Cassandra could talk, and then she's just looking at me, and now I know she's doing it on purpose. Because, like, I'm used to having my own show, so I'm just talking to myself. But I'm trying to get her to talk over here since she's my guest, but nothing. Nothing. This reminds me of, like, nighttime when we're just in our room and, like, she just won't talk. And then she's like, why do you talk so much? Because I have to feel the silence because you're not talking.
She really does that. That's a truthful story.
Like, I'll start singing.
She has her own musicals. It's like a concert in our room.
It's a good concert.
Like, every night. It hits about, like, midnight. Or so.
Because that's when you stop talking. You just stop talking. You don't say anything. And then I feel the need. Like, if we're going to stay up, there has to be conversation or some type of entertainment provided. And if you're not going to talk to me, I'm just going to start talking to myself and singing. You know, I got to entertain myself. And I know I'm entertaining you because you just sit there and laugh.
We should hire Ed Sheeran next Friday when he's in town.
Oh, my God.
Just say, oh, okay, like,
I want to meet him so bad. I could cry. Like, if someone let me, like, if someone got me to meet them, I would do anything for them.
Pretty much.
I was going to say there's, like, stipulations on that, but I would literally do anything for them. And then X Factor also ended. And honestly, I was so glad to watch it end. Like, the UK version was really entertaining, but the American version it seemed to drag on forever, and I was just tired of it.
I feel that's the only reason that happened is because we hit the UK X Factor a lot later and we watched the American X Factor.
But I've watched the UK X Factor throughout before and I wasn't that bored.
I wonder why.
I'm just saying, it's just a statement that, like, I wasn't bored during the UK X Factor, but I've watched them throughout. But I can feel your judging eyes on me. I don't like it at all. Okay? Judging eyes. But so I was so glad that it was over. And Tate won. I don't even care who won. I was just glad it was over. And then Carly, Rose, Son, and Claire came in second. Like I said, I don't care at that point. I was just glad it was over. Fifth Harmony came out of nowhere and took third. Like, they're not even that good. Sorry, but you're not. And then they got a record deal too, which is stupid. Like, Little Mix is coming to America, so you're gonna have to compete with them in girl group section, like, in the girl group category. You're never gonna do it. Never.
Little Mix is way better.
Right.
And their vocals are a lot better.
Pure
talent.
They're
just better people. They're just all around better and perfect. And I could go on about one member, but I'm not going to.
You have to talk in the microphone if you're gonna talk into the microphone. Like, you just started, like, turning your head and, like, keep turning it and keep turning it. And it was, like, away from the microphone. It doesn't work that way, okay? You basically have to talk straight into it, even though you're not doing that either. But anyways. Oh, and Emblem 3 got a record deal, too, which is cool. Again, I didn't necessarily care. And I was kind of like, woo, go them. But then I was kind of like, whatever. I could deal without them. I was just really sick of that show. I'm still sick of it. I haven't recovered from that tiredness of it. But moving on, because I spent way too long on TV shows when I have way other more things, important things to talk about over here, okay? I've comprised this with, like, the most important things. Okay. And then Glee, last episode was a Sadie Hawkins episode. And boy, was that awkward. Like, Tina was asking out Blaine, and Blaine's gay, and everyone knows Blaine's gay, and even one of the characters is like, no, not gay, Blaine.
Like, that was my favorite part of that episode, actually.
When she asked him out?
No.
Oh, when she's like, not gay,
yeah,
Blaine.
Yeah, that part.
That was a good part. But yeah, she like started singing to him about how she doesn't know how to love him, and then she's like, "Will you go to Will you go to Sadie's with me, Blaine?" And he's like, "No." I was like, "Oh, I feel so." I had secondhand embarrassment for her. Like, that was really embarrassing. I was like, "No, Tina, don't do it. Don't do it. He's gay." Like, clearly.
But she did it.
She did. And then, that show just made me really upset with Rachel. Like, I started liking her. Like, whoo, she's like, you know, independent woman. Doesn't need Finn. Not as annoying. But now she's just really annoying again. And first off, she's like trying to get Kurt to go out with another guy. No. I don't play that. He is meant for Blaine, and Blaine is meant for him. Get over it, Rachel. Okay? It's going to happen. When they're 21. Ryan Murphy already said it on Twitter. Okay? I can bring up the tweet and show you Rachel Berry. Anyways, I know Rachel Berry's not real, but I have a lot of, like, anger towards her. And I think I'm going to skip this music break because I want to talk about other things. But... oh, yeah, and I realized my hatred for Rachel again when I was watching this preview, and she's singing Torn with herself. Like, there's this, like, a scene where she's, like, in this dance studio, and she's, like, you know, the new Rachel, where she has all her, like, skimpy clothes on, and then in the mirror is the old Rachel, and she has her little, like, reindeer sweater on, and her little, like, skirt and high socks, and they're, like, singing, she's, like, singing about how she doesn't know who she is anymore, and I was just like, wow. She's really annoying. Like, she's more annoying than she used to be. I didn't even realize that until just now. Anyways, so on to celebrity news. Oh, do I even have enough celebrity news? Wow. Okay, I think I do, though. It's award season, and that's like the Super Bowl for me, okay? Like, I love award season. And there starts with the People's Choice Awards. I totally left out the SAG Awards, but I can add that in there because I actually saw some things I can talk about. Honestly, I don't know who won the SAG Awards. That's not what I watch it for. I watch it for entertaining moments, fashion, and if it's like a musical award, I watch it to see One Direction win, honestly. So the People's Choice Awards. One Direction won a few categories, but they didn't win them all. Actually, The Wanted beat One Direction. Yes, let's silence you here. Let that sink in. The Wanted, who have like one...
Wanted?
One popular song. I'm Glad You Came.
And do they even have any other songs?
They have CDs and they go on tour and stuff, but like... How did they win? I know how they won, actually, because this was about the time that Harry started going out with Taylor, and so there's this big, like, drama about them, and then no one was voting for One Direction. Instead, they were, like, complaining about Harry's love life, and then the Wanted won. And that's what you get for complaining. That's all I'm saying. You made them lose, and it is all the fans' fault. I am just saying. Not dedicated enough fans. I voted for them 4 times.
Ooh.
Okay, you know what? I was busy, okay?
Four times.
I was busy with their thing. There's more times than other people voted. Clearly. If everyone voted 4 times, we would have won. And then, okay. The People's Choice Awards was, like, right after Harry and Taylor broke up, and she was wearing this, like, deep V-cut. It was, like, almost to her belly button. And her, like, it was side boob all the way. And she had smoky eyes, and she had, like, pretty hair and this long white dress, and it was, like, tight-fitting and then flared out nicely. And it was, like, yep, yep, that's for Harry. I already know it. Like, that's payback. She's saying, look at what you can't have now. But he probably was, like, I don't even care now. I can have any girl I want. Let's call up this LC over here. Only in my dreams. Not even in my dreams, actually.
No.
Let's not get into that.
I'm not going to, but...
Just, okay, stop there. Don't even add a but there. Don't add a but, dot, 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 like you're going to add on to it. No, just stop there.
I wasn't going to add on to it.
Good. But when you put but at the end of a sentence, it implies that there's more. You don't end a sentence with but. It doesn't work that way unless it's saying, hey, you have a nice butt, period. That's the only time you can end with the word but. Or like, wow, that hurt my butt. That's acceptable. But See what I just did there? That wasn't acceptable. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. It like just came to me. I was like, stop now. To prove a point. Okay, so back on track. This is DGLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And if you'd want to comment, I mean, I'm pretty sure you don't, because I'm right on everything. All my opinions are correct. But you, and if you have AIM, I mean, who has AIM now anymore? But if you have AIM, you can instant message me at DUC Radio. Hit me up, you know? Anyways, awards season, Super Bowl for me, which Super Bowl this weekend. But that's besides the point. There is, and then the Golden Globes were on next. And at the Golden Globes, of course, Leonardo DiCaprio got snubbed again. What is that? Like, he has been nominated for so many Golden Globes, and he's never won one. And he's amazing. And I have in here, okay, so since Leonardo got snubbed, if you listen closely, you can hear somewhere in the Hollywood Hills, Leonardo DiCaprio is curled up in a bathtub singing, I dreamed a dream. That's a Les Mis joke, if you didn't get it. Even though I've never seen Les Mis, I know that song. Don't die. I was singing it earlier. Actually, over break, I was singing it really loudly at night because I was waiting for my friend to come over at 3:30 in the morning after she got off work. And I was singing I Dreamed a Dream really loudly. And my mom shouted down from upstairs, I dreamed a dream that you'd shut up. It's like, thanks for crushing my dreams. I did dream a dream and you just killed it. But so Golden Globes. Leonardo DiCaprio got a snub, so he's basically not going to win an Oscar either for that role. Well, that's usual. He's never going to win. He's, like, cursed. I feel like they're just doing it now as a joke. Like, oh, Leonardo's up for it? No, let's not give it to him. And then Adele beat Taylor Swift for best music for a movie. And, like, if you could see it, it kind of looks like she's laughing at her when she gets up there. Doesn't it? Yeah. Like, she's like, I won. And then, speaking of Taylor Swift at that thing, she was looking a ratchet mess. She like had on this high dress and this like ugly hairstyle, and she was just looking 30. She was not feeling 22.
I like her song.
Yeah, that's a song reference. But she was looking a hot mess. It's like, what happened to the People's Choice Award, Taylor? But she was looking a hot mess. And Silver Lining Playbook, which is such a good movie. I haven't even went and saw it again over winter break. That won a bunch of awards, including Best Actress for Jennifer Lawrence. So good. I loved her in that movie. And there's fashion. Okay, this the whole thing about fashion. There is so many ugly dresses. So many. Like, I don't even know what's wrong with these people anymore. There's this one woman. She's wearing, like, I don't even know what her name was, honestly. I couldn't even pay attention to her name. She's wearing, like, this, like, top with a skirt, and it was like flowers, but it was like a 3D type of pattern, like 3D flowers, and it just looked like her 5-year-old made it. And then I was watching Fashion Police with my friend, and they put up Eva Longoria as worst dressed, and Eva Longoria was the best dressed there. And then they said that girl with the flowery dress was one of the best dressed. I was like, what is wrong with this world? Is it opposite day? Because literally it was ugly. I wish you would have seen it so you could talk about it, but.
Nope. Didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either, honestly. I just watched the red carpet. That's all I care about. Oh, but then Jodie Foster came out in her speech, like her very, very long speech. She, like, came out, and I was like, was she ever in the closet? Honestly, I didn't know she was, like, ever in the closet. But you learn something new every day. And then, so on to the, SAG Awards. I forgot that I was going to add in here. So Jennifer Lawrence won a SAG Award, which is Screen Actors Guild Award. Got it. I thought I was going to forget that. And, like, she went to stand up, her dress, like, ripped open on, like, her lap. So her dress became instantly shorter, like she was going clubbing.
Instant club dress.
Yeah, like, it was, like, a long blue dress and just, like, split at her, like, upper thigh almost, and she just like kept going. She just walked up on the stage and accepted her award and left. It's like, okay. Like, it was kind of, I'd have been embarrassed, and I would have like started laughing, maybe crying and laughing, which that happens to me, and I'll like, when I do that, I start smearing my tears into my face like face wash. it's a funny sight to see, I think. And then all over winter break, every time I turned on the TV when I was in Mexico, all I heard about was Kim Kardashian's pregnant. Kim Kardashian's pregnant with Kanye West's baby. Honestly, can we not? We don't need more stupid in the world. That's ridiculous. And she's still married, by the way, so congratulations, Kim Humphries, for having Kanye West's baby. That's amazing. Having another guy. I hope her husband isn't mad. And they're like they're buying this like really expensive house for it, and it's like, it's still a child. Calm down. It's not even a child yet. You can't even see her baby bump. Like, she's literally like a month pregnant, and everyone's like asking like, oh, how's the pregnancy going? Like, she's barely pregnant. Calm down. And they're like, oh, look at her showing off her baby bump. There's literally no baby bump. Unless it went to her butt. Her butt might have gone bigger. Although, I don't even pay attention to her butt anymore. So, that's that. Oh, my gosh. Destiny's Child. Okay, so Beyonce is going to be at the Super Bowl. Queen. Super Bowl. And she's going to be performing, obviously. Hope she performs on Love on Top. On Love on Top, baby. Anyways, besides the point. So Destiny's Child's Beyonce's also going to be there. And there's rumors floating about that Destiny's Child is going to, like, come back and sing a few songs at the Super Bowl as their, like, launch, basically. Because it was reported that Destiny's Child is going to make new music soon. And I forgot to add this in the music part, but Justin Timberlake is also back making music. With Suits and Tie, which I thought was a terrible song.
It was horrible.
And he also bought MySpace back. It's not coming back, Justin Timberlake. It's just not. Leave it. Let it die. Just like Tom did. And so Destiny's Child might be playing at the Super Bowl. That's just some rumors. I'm not 100% sure. Oh, speaking of rumors of who's singing at where, I've heard a rumor today that... Oh, I have to get that later because it's part of later news. It was the Taylor Swift and the Grammys thing.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And then Kate Middleton saw at the Gap.
Oh my God, what was she doing?
Buying jeggings.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that was like serious news on...
On People.
Yeah, on People magazine. They were like, oh my God, she's buying jeggings. Or she was looking at jeggings. She didn't even buy them.
Yeah, she was just looking at them.
It was just, they were like shocked at the Gap with commoners. Oh no. What disease did she catch this time? Not this time, like she has other diseases. But oh my, jeggings. She's just like us. No, she's really not. She's better. Okay. Look, I'm already running out. I guess this stuff will take a while.
That will take some time.
Okay. I can't even wait to get to it. But I'm trying not to talk fast. Justin Bieber, boob grab.
Ooh, so, this is a good one. This is intense.
There's like this picture online, and it looks like he's like kissing his girl cheeks and grabbing her boob.
At the same time.
Whole handful. And my friend texted me and was like, why can't I be her? And I was like, she's ugly. She's like, yeah, but she got her boob grab. Like, wow, high standards. So there's that picture, and everyone's like, oh, is he over Selena? Because they broke up, FYI, finally, for good. Like, they're not getting back together, I don't think, because she's writing songs about him now.
Whole album.
He's not worth that. Helped by Taylor. Let's just say. Of course it's helped by Taylor. She's the master of it. Huh. Anyway, that's really later. That's later news. So there's that boob grab photo, but then, what was it? Who said that I was fake? The one you're telling me about?
I don't remember who said it, but apparently he was trying to push her away, and when the picture was taken, it looked like he was grabbing her boob.
I don't think he was pushing her away. It was kind of like he was holding her arm before and kissing her cheek, and then when he was drawing away, while his hand passed in her boob region, the picture was snapped, and so it kind of looked like he was grabbing her boob.
It really looked like he was grabbing her boob.
It's a whole handful. And everyone was like, oh, lucky girl. But it's fake. Fake, fake, fake. So then, like I said, Justin and Selena are over and done with. Finally, like, for good. Like, I was so sick about hearing them. Oh, they're broken up. Oh, now they're back together. Oh, now they're broken up. I don't care anymore. Stay together or break up. Pick one. I'm tired of hearing your guys' news when I can hear about One Direction news, okay? Let's get our priorities straight.
For real.
That's all that matters. Anyways, so they broke up. and and then I saw this thing. I was like, what's Selena doing now? And I was had a, I was like, here's a better question. Who really cares? Like, she's literally nothing without Justin. Like, sure, she's really famous now, but she got that way because she dated Justin Bieber. She was, like, a D-list word. D-list person, girl, female dog. Not a female dog. She's not a person. What am I talking about? Anyways, I remember nuns can be listening to this, and that's not very nice. She was a D-list celebrity in my book. In most people's books. Like, she was just on Disney Channel doing her Wizards of Waverly Place thing. And now she's famous because she dated Justin Bieber. And speaking of Justin Bieber, he got caught smoking weed. Holla. So, that's like, because he's hanging out with this, like, nobody rapper named Lil Twist. I've never heard of this kid before until he started smoking weed, Justin Bieber. And that's literally all he's known for. Oh, and by the way, he's also the kid that was driving in the car, in Justin's car, when that paparazzi was following it and got killed. Little Twist. That's a little twist. So clearly, Justin Bieber needs to stop hanging out with Little Twist because he is a bad person. And on top of all that, the day that that paparazzi got killed, Little Twist did $4,000 worth of damage.
$10,000.
$10,000 worth of damage at a Four Seasons hotel. Was that at the hotel, right?
Correct.
Four Seasons hotel. And he would not pay for it. And, of course, Justin ain't going to pay for it because Justin thinks he's, like, you know.
On top of the world.
On top of the world. Knock it down. Like, let's put it down a level you ain't. Like, honestly, One Direction's above you now.
For real.
Everyone thinks so, besides my friend Kim. But let's not get into that. So, $10,000 worth of damage. Lil Twist ain't going to pay for it because he thinks, you know, he's cool now. He thinks he's on top of the world because he hangs out with Justin Bieber. Guess what? You both are nothing. Well, Justin's something, but he would be nothing without his fans. Lil Twist, you really are nothing. And they didn't pay for it, so the hotel paid for it. Like, that's a lot of money for a hotel to be covering. I mean, I'm sure the Four Seasons, you know, they're a big hotel, they have enough money, but still, they should not be covering $10,000 worth of damage that someone is doing. No.
They only unless did that so Justin would come back to that hotel.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be doing that unless they're going to cover my $10,000 worth of damage. I can make $10,000 worth of damage if they'll pay for it. Like, that ain't fair. Gotta treat everyone the same. I'm just saying.
Seriously.
One day I'll be famous enough. You watch, and I'm gonna make $10,000 worth of damage just so they could pay for it. On to the more important news. Okay, so obviously, like, before the show went off the air, me and my friend here, Cassandra, we were talking about how Taylor Swift and Harry Styles were going to go out because there was that song about him. We knew it. Guess what? They did.
Imagine, I mean, that.
Who didn't see them, really? They were gallivanting all over, really. Kissing in Times Square, breaking my heart. No. And I was not hating on her. I was like, you know, if he's happy, cool. If it's with her, cool. I still like her. I still like her music. And but then, you know, it only lasted. We actually had this conversation yesterday. We had an argument over how long they lasted. It was over a month, okay? Just let's get that clear.
32 days,
it
four
wasn't
32 hours.
Days. They didn't break up on the 4th or 5th because I was home on the 5th. They broke up like on that Wednesday or something. Like it was on.
Ooh.
It was on the weekday. It wasn't on a weekend when I came back.
Sorry, 35 days.
I'm just saying it was over a month. Okay, I'm giving him at least credit for having a relationship over a month. And so they, you know, in Times Square for New Year's, kissing. Whatever. Oh, and then it was her birthday on December what? 12th? 13th? 21st?
Shoot. I can't
her birthday?
Remember.
Okay, well, it was her birthday, like, sometime. I think it was the 12th.
Yeah.
And, he flew her out to London. Not London, England. Near his home. And he bought her, like, 23 cupcakes because she was turning 23, and they were all, like, customized. He bought her a $1,000 purse. He, like, took her to all these places. They were being all cute. He was looking all good. Okay, different. Back on subject. And so spent her birthday with him. Then they come back. He comes to America a couple times to see her. Then they go to the British Virgin Islands on vacation, and they get their own yacht. And apparently, this is the rumor, that she texts her ex-boyfriend, "Hey, miss you, Connor," sent to Harry's phone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Stupid. That's what that is. You gotta realize who you texting, okay?
Exactly.
But anyway, so that's sent to Harry's phone. So they got in a fight. She breaks up with him, I guess. That's the rumors. Obviously, I wasn't a fly on the wall, although I would pay so much money to be a fly on that wall. So much money. So they break up. She comes back on the yacht by herself. He stays there with his friends and chills. But then he comes back. And so they're over. I mean, I'm not smiling or anything. That's not a smile on my face at all.
Surprised you guys can't feel it over the air.
But, I mean, he was sad, so that was kind of sad.
He was really sad.
Okay, don't you bring it up. God.
I'm sorry, but she's so rude sometimes. How am I rude? I'm just expressing how he was.
I'm you don't have to rub it in my face that he was sad and that I was kind of happy about it. And, so... And now there's, like, all these rumors. Where am I on this, like, list of things that happened with them?
She also planned a Paris trip for his birthday, which is...
I'm not there yet. Oh, yeah, I am there yet. So, okay, so they broke up, and his birthday is tomorrow, woo. 19. Not that it's that big of a deal, because it's really not. Like, turn 20 and then talk to me about it, okay? That's a big deal. I felt so old over my birthday. But, So, and then, she had this, like, big vacation planned for them for his birthday, going to Italy. And now they can't go to Italy together. I mean, they could if they wanted to, but I doubt they do.
What if they do?
Oh, no. She sang that song. Okay, so they both go to the NRJ Music Awards in France. And I don't know much about music industry, but I know that when an artist is supposed to perform, they're supposed to perform their new song. Her new song is I Knew You Were Trouble. But instead, since he's in the audience, she sings We Are Never Getting Back Together.
In a really short dress. Black, lacy dress.
And she, like, had a heck of attitude. And I'm pretty sure she was,
attitude.
Like, making eye contact, although the camera did not show that.
I just wanted to see his reaction.
Yeah. And I wanted to see, like, all the other boys, like, turn and, like, yeah, that's right. That's your doing. Like, we warned you. And then, after the day after they, like, break, they supposedly broke up, she tweets, uh-oh, in the studio, like, she's writing new songs, and it's like, girl, you better watch what you say. Watch what you say. I'm serious about this. No, I'll probably, like, jam to that song hecka hard. Like, yeah, whatever she's talking about, I know it's about him, but I love it anyways. So I'm like that. I like her songs. And now she's like, there's reports that she can't get over him and she's always crying. I'm like, well, you messed it up, girl. You should have known what you had when you had it. Once you got the claws into him, you don't take your claws out. Okay? That is like prime rib. You do not let that go. Stupid. And now she's all sad because people make fun of her dating life. Well, you should have thought about that before you made your entire career about singing about your boyfriends. It looks bad when you have, you know, like, 5 CDs out. And there's, like, multiple guys on each CD. But Justin was like, hey, like, bro, like, I'm single, you're single. Let's go to Vegas and have a guys' night. And I'm like, Cassandra, we going to Vegas. So, going to Vegas in the near future sometime. I don't know how we're going to find them, but leave it to me. We'll find them.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I have found them once when I met them in San Jose. I can find them again. Although San Jose is probably a much smaller city. So, and then One Direction went to Ghana to do it like a charity thing. And then like the next day they were in Japan and they bought robots. Like, guys.
And they want to go to space.
Yeah, they want to go to space, clearly. And the heartbreaking topic. Zari.
Oh, gosh.
Which is One Direction member Zayn and his girlfriend Perry Edwards.
She's part of Little Mix.
She's perfect in every way.
She really is. Like,
I think I like her more than I like him. That's saying something.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Because, like, he's part of, like, he's One Direction. Like, I like them. they like top priority, but oh, she's so perfect. She can do no wrong. Anyways, so there's like past rumors before that he's cheated on her, but you know, nothing solid. So she's kind of like, you know, rumors, brush it off. They've been going out for like a year. And then this girl, Australian, Courtney Webb.
A life ruiner.
Well, he is too. This is true, he is too. He's just as much to blame. She has released all these photos of him, his house. So, like, she has photos inside his house, and she has photos of him sleeping, and she says that he cheated on Perry with her. And I got this little quote. Okay, so let me set up the scene for you. Apparently, she didn't know he was going out with Perry, even though, like, if you're at a party of his, you're clearly a groupie, and you know that he's going out with Perry. Like, you're not... If you're a groupie, you know these things, okay? And so she didn't know. But then when she goes into his room, she sees Perry's stuff, because Perry and Zane live together. They own a house together. So she sees Perry's stuff, and she's like, what about your girlfriend? And he's like, don't worry, she's on tour. Wrong answer, Zane, first off. And then second off, then there's this quote here. It says, Courtney got upset and she took pictures of him sleeping so she could share with the world what had happened and give Perry a look at the guy she is dating. Excuse me, if you really were that upset, you wouldn't have slept with him in the first place. I was like going off about this in our room. Like, I was almost yelling as I was so angry. Like, why would you? Okay, I understand, like, if you think he's sleazy and you go directly to Perry and be like, hey, this is what your boyfriend was doing.
Before you sleep with him.
Yeah, and you don't sleep with him at all.
No.
Like, you just get out of there. You be the better person. You don't do that. But no, she felt bad, but she's still going to sleep with him. Are you serious?
And then
right
take
now?
All these pictures and then disperse them around.
Here's my thing. If this is true, because he's saying that he was set up, that someone else took those pictures and that it wasn't her. Like, he never slept with her. She might have taken those pictures while she was in his house because she was at the party, but he never slept with her. And so if he did cheat, like, he's clearly wrong. Like, he shouldn't be cheating. Done.
Perry is perfect.
Like, even if she wasn't perfect, which she is, done. Like, you don't cheat. That's
no,
just how
don't.
It is. Like, if you're going to cheat, don't be with the person you're with. But then this Courtney has two racks on her. First off, she slept with a guy she knew he had a girlfriend. And then she clearly only slept with him so she could get the pictures and make a story so her name could be in the lights for 15 minutes. Like, you are a terrible person, and I would slap you if I could. Like, you do not do that to my girl Perry.
No, okay? You don't.
Like, Perry is perfect. If Perry, like, called me up and was like, hey, slap this girl, I would go over and slap her. Even if I went to jail, I would go to jail for Mary Edwards, okay? Like, oh, I'm so angry at this story. But, and I heard that everyone's like, Perry, like, get out now. Like, clearly he's cheating on you. But as far as we know, for right now, they're together. But he, like, showed up with his broken hand. Like, it's broken.
It's legit
it's like
broken.
There's like, he has at least two fingers broken, and then his whole hand is swollen, and there's like a cut on his knuckle, and he clearly punched something. There was reports that it was a wall, and then there was reports that it was Perry, which was worse, because I was about to be really, that's something you don't joke about. Like, don't even play. Like, you don't do that. I already got a problem with Chris Brown for doing that. Don't do that, Zay. But clearly that was a rumor, because she was on stage the next day.
Yeah, she's on tour.
Because she's on tour with Lil Mix. So she was on stage and I say fine. But, so he injured his hand and it's like disgusting. So, and then there's also reports that he got in a fight with like her brother because he tried to confront Zane. But I don't think those are really there. Like, I honestly think he just like punched a wall several times because he was so angry, which is stupid. Like, it's okay, dude, some damage to you and the wall. Now you have to pay for the wall and you have to pay the hospital bill. You're real smart, Zane. And plus, you might have cheated on Perry, which she's perfect. So, three counts against you. Like, I was, like, a big fan of Zane for, like, a little while here. But, oh my gosh, Kim, I can't talk to you. I can't.
Hello?
One second.
I have to call you back real fast.
Anyways, that was, like, an emergency, or so I would have never done that. But she, like, my friend never calls me, so I know when she calls, it's an emergency. But she's waiting. So anyways, back to Zane. So he punched a wall, broken hand, and he might lose his perfect girlfriend. Man, I was like on his team for a while too. I was like, no way, he cheated, da da da, he hecka likes Perry. And then I saw these pictures and I was like, ooh, it's not looking good. And then he punched a wall and I was like, ooh, really not looking good for you, man.
They were perfect. Like,
they're a cute couple.
Even little Mix, like when Perry wasn't around, they were like, oh, they're such a perfect couple, they love each other. I've never seen another man love a girl as much as he loves Perry.
Clearly he didn't love her enough, or else he wouldn't have cheated on her.
I know, which really, really upsets me.
And she deserves better.
Yeah, if he's gonna do that to her, no, Perry, leave him right now.
Yeah, girl,
no,
I will help you hook up with someone else. I don't know that many good looking guys. I don't know that many perfect guys, but I will help you. Man, that was like, oh, she's so perfect. I can't even express how perfect she is.
I have a girl crush on her.
Right? Like, oh, like, my goodness, it's bad. Like, like, we literally talk about her a lot. Like, it's really creepy if you heard us. And, like, we listen to Little Mix all the time. Anyways.
In other voice? News.
In other news. Oh, yeah, she has, like, such a soulful voice. Like she's this white tiny girl. Little white girl. And then she, like, belts out and is, like, super gospel. And, like, what?
Like, how is that coming out of you?
Yeah, it's incredible. Anyways, on other news, this is, like, going to be the last thing I say. Rihanna and Chris Brown are back together. Stupid. And she, in fact, says that it's only her fault that she got beat. Are you serious? Like, what are you on? What drugs are you on to think that? Like, it is no one else's fault but him. And she is so, I can't even, no. No, she's so trashy, first off, and clearly stupid, because no one deserves to get beat. Are you serious? There's nothing in the world you could do deserve to get beat up.
Especially by your boyfriend. Yeah. Or, like,
I mean, this is assuming that, like, it wasn't self-defense, because clearly it wasn't. Self-defense is, like, making sure they don't hurt you. But he almost killed her. He almost killed her. That's not making sure she doesn't hurt him. Even if she was hitting him, he could have restrained her in some way that wasn't almost killing her. So I'm assuming it's not self-defense. But that's just stupid to say that it's her own fault. Like, and now she's going to go back out with him? Are you serious? Have some respect for yourself. Like, you are such a bad role model for people. Get out of here, Rihanna. I do not like you. Oh, my God. If I... Dang, you need some, like... You need a mom. That's what you need. I don't know where your mom is, but you need some mama advice. You need your mom to sit down and be like, girl, you deserve better. Because clearly she doesn't think very highly of herself. Because let me take this from a book that I once read called Perks of Being a Wallflower. You accept the love you think you deserve. Clearly she doesn't think very highly of herself if she's going to be with a man that beats her. And trust me, okay, he might have beat her that once, but it's going to happen again. And maybe next time he'll kill her. Because if he hits her once, he'll hit her again. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about her. And that's all I got to say about that. Okay? Like, don't even play. I don't play that game. You don't hit a woman. You don't hit anyone. If you're in a relationship, you just don't hit them. That's wrong. Man, my voice got really loud right there. Okay, so. What's your Taylor thing? Oh, the Grammy thing. Yeah. Back. Sorry.
Backtrack.
This is DJLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu, and I'm backtracking to Taylor and Harry news because it's now okay. So she's writing a song about him since they broke up, because that's what she does. That's what she makes her whole entire fortune on, and she's got a fortune. She's, I guess, scheduled to play this song. I mean, it wasn't specifically said that song that she's writing about Harry, but she's supposed to be playing a new song at the Grammys. It's a brand new song, and the only song she's writing is about him. So it's clearly going to be that song, and I am so excited to hear it.
I am too.
Oh, man. I hope she doesn't talk bad about him, because then I'm going to have to, like, not like it, but I want to like it. Like, I hope she says good things about him, because he's a good person.
He is. I know. He bought $2,000 worth of pizza for homeless when he was in L.A. on his day off.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He bought $2,000.
Or over $2,000, actually.
$2,000 to $3,000 worth of pizza, and then he just drove around and handed it out to homeless people so they could eat. Amazing.
How how much more perfect can
one
person
get? Yeah, he's a perfect being. And he's only, okay, he's only 18. He's about to be 19.
Well, he's 19 where he lives, but
yeah,
he's 18
He's only
19
years old and he's doing that. Wow. Props to you, Harry Styles. You babe. Total babe. Anyways, so this is DGLC, and you can catch me next time on Tinsel Talk. Same time, 7 o'clock, same place, radio.dominican.edu. Goodbye.
There he goes.